Russia. It says clearly, Mevorchin Lebsula Shiva. You make a bracha when you marry a Bsula 7. Poshim means 7 days. Uliyalman Yam Echot. Elamona. If you marry an Amon, you only have to make a bracha 1 day. That's all. That's a Stam Braisa. So, my love, aren't we talking about Afilu Almono? Shenistes Lebochor. Even though the Chosin is the Bochor, still the Chiyav Brachas is only 1 day. So, where it says Loi, maybe not, that's not what we're talking about. Maybe we're talking about Dafka Li Almoin. We're talking about if the husband is an Almoin, he was married already, and she was married already, now the Chiyav Brachas is only 1 day. So, what do you want to tell me then? Avo Lebochor, well, let's say the husband is a Bochor. He was never married yet. Even though she was already married once before, my, what do you want to tell me now, Shiva, like we said before, that you have to make the brachas all 7 days since you're a bracha. The bracha goes bust to the chosin. You have to have 7 days of brachas. Hiyochi, listen, why doesn't the price to say, Mevorchin lebsula Shiva? Tak, if you marry a bsula, she's a bsula, you have to have shayna brachas for 7 days. Uli almona, if she's an almona, she nisles lebocher. If he is a Bochor, it's also Shiva. Let the Brisa speak this out. Uli Almono, but let's say he marries an Almono, Yoy Mechot. But if he's an Almono and she's an Almono, then it's only 1 day. So why didn't the Brisa speak this out, that if he's a Bochor, it's also 7 days? So Mara says, it could be that's Takad Alocha. But the Brisa wants to say, Milsa Psikta Katoni. The Brisa wants to say clear things. That what's something clear, a Psak Alocha, the lack of psula, the bots from yeshiva. You never have a psula that has less than 7 days of shayna brachas. Even though the husband is an almoin, he was married once before, so what? As long as she's a psula, the chiv is also to have shayna brachas. For lack almona, the bots from yaymechot. And you never have an almona in a case where she was married already, you never have the case of an almona that she has less than 1 day. That's psika. True? It could be sometimes she has more than 1 day. If the chosin is a bochor, then the sheva brachas would be 7 days in echnami. But in the case where he's an almoin and she's an amona, for sure you have to have 1 day of brachas. Therefore, there's no stira. But that's what the mark comes out before, that whether she's a psula or whether he's a bochor, then the sheva brachas takar is for 7 days. Just when she's an amona and he's an almoin, then the brachas is only 1 day. But for simcha, it depends. If she's a psula, you have to be mesameach with her for 7 days. If she's an amona, then the chiyuv simcha is only 3 days. Kufa. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Lihuna Bar Nosin. Tony, we learned like this. Minayin lebirchas chasana biyasara. How do we know, Taka, when you make sheva brachas, you only make them, you only save them if you have 10 people, you have to have a minion there. Shinem, we learn out from Boyers. It says, Vayika chasara noshim izik biir, Vayomer shvu poi. So he said, sit down here, and that's when they made the sheva brachas. So here we learn out by boys, they made the sheva brachas in front of 10 people. Versus Rabbi Avua. Rabbi Avua says from a different posik. Rabbi Avua from another posik. Posik says, b'makalois, when you get a tzibur together, kahal, is always 10 people, borcho lakim, then you give a bracha back to Hashem, of borcho lakim, Hashem mimkor Yisrael. Hashem is the makor, the origin from Klal Yisrael. So it's also with Ashens about Iskei Mekor. Talks about the say brachas now about chasna that has to do with Peru Ravu about the Mekor of Klal Yisrael. That's what Bavu learns out from this posik. But Makalois, when you have a kahal of 10 people together, then you can say these brachas about Mekor Yisrael. Trashi, Mekor Yisrael, al birchas Mekor. Sora kahal, if you want to make a bracha about the Mekor, that's like the womb of an Isha, so you have to have a kahal. I know sorry, you need 10 people. K'may hakel es eida. V'yein hakel pochus mi eida, v'yeida asor. K'yafinon miyadas miraglim. Had mos leida roa, yoytsi yeshua v'kolet. Skits a kal, and always eida means 10. See, you have to have 10 people. You want to make the brachas about Mekor Yisrael. So kits, we have 2 different sukim. So Gemara asks, for Rav Nachman, according to Rav Nachman, that uses the first posik. V'hai k'roda b'avua, my dorish bey. What does he do with the second posik? Why does he like a b'avua's posik? Of the Makala is Borchul Akim. Why doesn't he use that Pusik? So when he answers me, Borla Likertanya, he uses that Pusik for different Drosha. We learn like this. Hoyer Rabbi Meir Reimer, Meir used to say, Minayin Shafilu Ubrim, Shebe Meir Imon, Omru Shira Layom. How do we know when Klai Yisrael went through the Yamsuf afterwards? When they said the Yoz Yoshir, that even an Uber, even a child in the mother's stomach,
also sang Shira to Hashem. Shenema from this pasuk, the pasuk says, "B'makalo is baruch lakim Hashem mimkor Yisrael." Mimkor Yisrael means even the Yisrael that was in the makor, was in the mother's stomach, in the womb. He also sang Shira back to Hashem. So this pasuk is teaching us about the Yashir, that even the Ubrim, the Meir Imam, sang Shira. So therefore, he doesn't use this pasuk of Sheva Brachis. Therefore, Rav Nachman has to use the first pasuk of by Bayis. For the Mar Vidach, what does Rav Avuha Taka do? Why does he use this pasuk for Sheva Brachis? The Chur is talking about Kriyas Yamsuf. In Kaim, Rav Avuha says if it's only for Kriyas Yamsuf, Lei Mekro Mi Betin. Should have said Mi Betin, even from the stomach, they sang Shira. Maimim Makor, what does it mean, the Makor? The cloud of the well? Like Aliske Makor, means Aliske Makor, the Isik of Chasna, of being able to have children, that's what we make these brachas. So his brachas basor is about, Sheva brachas about the Chasna. Right, the Satsuari of Nachman uses the second pasuk. Rav Avuha uses the second pasuk. Now the Gemara is though, for Rav Avuha, Bahai Krod Rav Nachman, my Darishpei. True, Rav Avuha could use the second pasuk. But why doesn't he use the first pasuk of Rav Nachman, of Rav Nachman? Why doesn't he use the pasuk by Bayis? So our answer is, Humi Boyle LeMedrash. That pasuk needs for different drasha. Over there we said that they came together in Mizikna Yir is to make a drasha, Amoini V'loy Amoinis. That was the Shaila, that the Pliny Almoini, he didn't want to make the Gula, he didn't want to marry Rus, because he yelled that Rus is also. He yelled, she's an Amoinis, Amoinis is also. And there we pask in the Locher is no, that Rus is Mutter. Because when the Torah says you can't marry an Amoini, it's only a Zohar or a male from an Amoini you can't marry. But V'loy Amoinis, if a lady for an Amoinis is Mizgayer, when she becomes a Jew, we're allowed to marry her. And the same thing, Moyavi, it's her only asks you, even after you become a Jew, you're not allowed to marry a male from a Moavi. But V'loy Moyavis, a lady, a Moavis, she's Mutter to marry. So that's the drasha from the first of Yikach Asara Noshim. He says, why? Because the Rebbe Vua says, the psychotypist Lebrocha, if the apostle is only telling us that boy is made a bracha, he needed 10 to make the bracha, because of Sanim, Lesagi, the love the Canaan. Like, how come Yad has the Canaan there? He says, Yikach Asara Noshim is Zikna Yir. Mashmu is a Shaila Lalocha, that Yad had the Zikna Yir. But if it's time Shalom to make the chasta, to make the Sheva Brochas, why do you have to bring a Zikna Yir? As long as you have a minion there, it's enough to say the Sheva Brochas. But at this, if you hold that it came there with Teres Bezdin, like the Paskin Dalocha, that Rus is mutter to get married, it's good why it says Zikna Yir. Mar Viduch, how could you learn out from the first Pasuk of Sheva Brochas? Viduch, if he only wanted to make a drosha to say the halacha, loisagit lav asara, like how come you have 10 people there? Good, you have to have a bezdin, take 3 people. What do you have to have 10 people for? So since Boyez was makbid to take 10 people, it wasn't only for the psak halacha, but it was also for the sheva brachas already. So that's how Reb Nachman used the pasuk to sheva brachas. So the Gemara of the Iduch, the Gemara says, the Gemara in, the other ones also know, lefasumi milsa. The reason why Boyas took 10 people there was taka for the psak halacha. And certain times it's kedai to make a psak halacha in front of 10 people that everybody should know about halacha. Ukadiyomalei Shmuel Rav Chanan v'Gidato. Like Shmuel told Rav Chanan in the place Gidato, he said like this, "Puk, go outside, v'aisili be'asura, and bring me 10 people." In other words, I want to say Yeshil halacha, I want to say a chiddush nal halacha, and I want to say it over in front of 10 people. There's such an Indian to mafas on the psak. V'yei malach b'yan payo, I'll tell you over in front of these 10 people that the halacha is ha-mezak el uber. If somebody has his wife is pregnant, and the baby is ready nicker, you can tell the baby's there. If somebody now wants to give a present to that baby, you're mezak el uber, you're mezak el some money, you're matona to the uber, halacha is kona, the taka the kid taka is kona. That's what Shmuel held. And therefore, Shmuel wants to say the psak in front of 10 people so that everybody know about it. The more it comes out of Hilchosar, but the Maskoner is not like that, though. That I'm Mazaka Liuber Lakona. We hold an Uber is called the Dovish Loibol Yerlem. So you can't be Mazaka to an Uber. Kozman, the kid is not born yet. He's not a person to receive Kinyonim. You can't make a Kinyon on an Uber. But I call upon him, you see, it's Shach to say a Shalom Alocha that you want to say it out in front of 10 people. So you can't say that's the Machlaikis. If the Pasuk by Boyes, is it only talking about the Psak Halacha Amoini for Loy Amoinis? Or is it even talking about Sheva Brachas? Right, Tana Rabbanan.
Mivochon birchas chasanim bebeis chasanim. You have to make a brocha or sheva brochis by the beis chasanim. So poshut beis chasanim means at the time when you make the chuppah, like we do. B'shas the chuppah, says Rashi, kishenich nesol l'chuppah nisuyin, when you take your wife to make nisuyin, that's the time to make the sheva brochis. Because in the Gemara's times, like we had before, they used to first make erisin, just kedushin, and then later on they'd make the chuppah. So he's saying, when should they say the sheva brochis? B'shas b'beis chasanim. When they go to make the chuppah, b'shas the chuppah, that's when you say the sheva brochis. Rav Yehuda Oimer, after beis erisin, mevorchin oisa. Rav Yehuda says, no, even when you make kedushin, the Gemara's time they make kedushin one time, and erisin nesuin later, even at the time when they make kedushin erisin, also you should say the sheva brochis. And Omer Abaye said, Rav Yehuda Shano, that's only learned, Rav Yehuda only said it in Yehuda. Mivnei shemes yachad imur. By Yehuda, the minig was that a chvest used to make kedushin, and even right some shashal right before the kedushin, right after the kedushin, they used to let them be together, the chosin and kala. They used to let them have yichud together. And the Gemara talks about it later on, they even amol let them have beer together also. The Gemara says reasons why later the Mefarshim say, because there was a gzeira by Yehuda, that the hegmon, the king, had to live with every kala. So the kids said they were afraid that if the king would live with the kala first, maybe the kala poop would like the king, and she'd do it with soina, and she'd become also to a husband. So in Yehuda, they have a minute, they let them, mistake, leave a gospel, they let the chosim and kala be alone together, and let them have beer together, because they that the kala should like the chosim very much. So even though right away the guy, the king, will take her away, she'll still love her husband more, and she won't do it with soina, she'll only do it b'yonis. Kitz was a special takon in Yehuda, the nation was yachad imimo. They used to let them be together. So therefore, like the Rashi brings down, Kadesh Yaliba Gaspo, Kulakamon, Lafikach Mavorch of Rikh Hassanim, Mitchila, the Tanya Masechta Kala. Masechta Kala says that Kala, Bulay Brocha, Asur, Labala Kanida. A Kala, before you make Sheva Brochas, you're also to live with her, just like it's also to live with an Ida. So therefore, since in Yehuda, they used to let them be together, to have beer together, there was the minute to say Sheva Brochas, even Mishas Kedushin. But other places, where they didn't have the minute to let them be live together, there was no Yichud together, there's no purpose to make the Sheva Brochas, Mishas Kedushin, but rather you wait to make the Sheva Brochas, Mishas Chuppah. Because you say the Sheva Brochas, like this Masechta Kala, that a Kala, when it should become Mutter to have beer with husband, after you have the Brochas. So b'shas chuppah, that's like the tchilas, chnisa l'labiyya, then you make the sheva brachas. Tan yidich, we learn another place. Mivorchin birchas chasanim abeis chasanim. Hein echanami. By the beis chasanim, when you make the chuppah, that's when you say birchas chasanim, you say the sheva brachas. Over beis erisin, or birchas erisin, the beis erisin. And that b'shas, you make the kedushin, true, you have to make a bracha, but a different bracha. Not the sheva brachas, but the new bracha you make l'shas kedushin, that's called birchas erisin, like we do. Or we do it together. But first you make the kedushin and you say the birchas erisin, and then you make the chuppah. Then you make the birchas sheva brachas. But kis to that, two different sets of brachas. So here in the Gemara's times, they used to make the kedushin one time. So the shastim made the kedushin, they would say the birchas erisin. And later, when they made the chuppah, then they would say the birchas of chasanim, birchas of sheva brachas. Now the Gemara explains, my mevorach, what does birchas erisin b'shas you make the kedushin, is rovin baravada v'rabba baravada tarvayu mishmed rav yudu omar. They both said like this, Armin, they both said like this. Baruch atu Hashem l'kenu melech oilam, asher kidishonu b'mitzvoysov, v'tzivonu al arroyis. Hashem gave us a tzivoy not to live with arroyis, ladies that are also to us. V'yosolonu es arusais, and midrabonon, you're not allowed to live with Yarusa. As even though you make kedushin, even though you mekadesh your wife, before you make chuppah, or before you have sheva brachas, or before you have the ksuba, midrabbanan, it's also to have beer with your wife. The also lonu es arusais. Stam and arusa, the rabbanan made it also. The hit lonu, when did the rabbanan say you're allowed to live with your wife? Es anasuyais. Only after you make nisuyin. What is that? Ayde chuppah the kedushin. When you have chuppah and you have kedushin, then you're allowed to live with your wife. That's the birchas erisin. And Rav Acha, Bereid, the Rav of Messiah, he ended off.
Himishmei the Rav Yehuda, name of Rav Yehuda, like we do. Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, Ayidei Chupa V'Kedushin. So we end off with the bracha also. That's called Birchas Erisin for the Kedushin. So Chitza Tzomach Leikis, if you have to end it off with the Baruch Anat. Samura says, Man Deloi Chosim, the first sheet that it said you did not have to end off with the Baruch. Midi Yavya Birchas Peris, Via Birchas Mitzvahs. He held that this bracha is the same way you make a baruch priyates, the same way you make a bracha l'sateis patzitzis. The kids who make a bracha on mitzvahs of Paris, it's called the short bracha. On the short bracha, you only start off with bracha to Hashem, kerem al-cholam baruch priyates. That's all you have to say. You don't have to end off with a baruch. So therefore, he held also, birchas erisin is also considered like a small bracha. You only start off, you don't have to end off. The last man the Omer, it says, no, you have to end off the bracha to Hashem. Mekadesh Yisrael adei chupa v'kedushin. Midi diavya kedusha, starting with the kiddush. When we make kiddush Friday night, we say two brachas. We start off with the bracha and end off with the bracha. See, here also is considered a long bracha that you have to make two brachas. So Rashi learns like this. Birchas HaMitzvah, Rashi says, ala shchita v'ala mila. The Rashtun is not shot as a long bracha or a short bracha. If the whole thing talks about one inyan, you only make one bracha. That's Birchas HaMitzvahs. Mashenken, the other tzad here, midi devi akidusha, kivon de beloshen kidushi, ki kiddush hayayim chasima bo, ki yosem de bihichas mina mishum diyesh pa hefzik goin, ki uyan tchilu lemikroi kodesh. It's by kiddush. You talk about different things in between. Therefore, you have to end off with a baruch. So Rashi is interesting. Even though here we don't talk about different things, but since we say lashon kiddushin, and that's like lashon of kiddush, but just like by kiddush, you have to have a baruch at the beginning, at the end. Who then by kiddushin also, you have to have a baruch at the beginning, at the end. Toys learns different. Toys learns is a shaila matter. It's a bracha rucha, a short bracha or a long bracha. The shaila is that this considered like a short bracha. You only start off and don't have to end off. But it's considered like a long bracha, you have to start and end off with a bracha. And the ma'isa, we start and we end off with the bracha. Hagar, the Ran talks about the churis and modern bracha we say here. Like, what type of a bracha is this? The churis should be a bracha sa mitzvahs. You're doing a mitzvah of kedushin. You should have said a bracha. Bracha to Hashem l'kanam l'chom al mitzvah as kedushin. That's not what we say. We say Hashem l'kanam l'chom v'tzivonu al haroyis. We say Hashem was mitzavros. To be osset with a lavim, not to live with an aroyos, and it's also lono harusos. So Kitzur, the Ran learns that this bracha is not called the brichas haMitzvah, but rather this bracha is called the brichas haShvach. The Stam giving Shvach to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, as far as the mitzvah goes, since Kedushin is only the beginning of the mitzvah, and the mitzvah first ends later b'shas chuppah, and the Gemara's times they used to do it two different times, so merely you don't make a bracha on the mitzvah. Since you're only starting it now and the end is much later, they weren't mistaken a bracha on the mitzvah. But rather the bracha is just on a shvach, it's on praising to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he made these inyonim, that certain ladies are mutter, certain ladies are mutter, are osa to you, and this is the way it becomes mutter to you, so it's on a shvach, a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a little bit right, it's just Tanur Rabbonin. Mevorchen virchas chasana v'yasor. When it comes now to say sheva brachas, here you have to have 10. Hasaka machlekes rishonim. What about birchas erusin? Do you have to have 10 people or not? Like the Gemara doesn't say you need 10 by birchas erusin. The Gemara just says now mavorch and birchas chasana biyasara. So some rishonim learn in Ichnami by birchas kedushin. It's enough just to have 2 people. You have to be mekadesh your wife in front of 2 edim. As long as you have edim there, it's enough. Hasaka don't have to have 10 people for the kedushin. The union of 10 people dafke v'shas the chuppah. There the birchas chasanim needs 10 people. Who then the Ran, the Miri also talks about the Shaila, if you do it together like we do today, we make Kedushin and we make Nisuin together. Do you have to, is it enough to have one kais? Or do you have to have 2 kaises? The Miri also in Svar, it's enough to have one kais. Because he says, really, it's one big inyan here. It's an inyan of being a Kaddisha, and you're making Chuppah with it, it's the same inyan. And he says, midi de'evu, you make Kiddush and Abdullah on Yom Tif, while Maitsoi Shabbos comes out on Yom Tif, so we make Kiddush and Abdullah on the same kais? Even though one's in the name of Kiddush, one's in the name of Abdullah, but since they have the same in Yonim, you can make 2 mitzvahs on one kais. So the Miri says, who are then you can make Kedushin and the Suyun on one kais. However, the Maisa, our meaning is not like that. The meaning is, of the other Shittas of Rishonim, that we use 2 separate kaises. We hold Kedushin is called one thing by itself, Maybe the way the Ran learns, it's a special mitzvah brachos hashvach for the kedushin, and then the sheva brachos is a special inyan by itself. Our meaning is usually we use two different cases, one for the kedushin and one for the nisuyin. So Tana Rabbanim, Mavorachim brachos hasan of Yasora, Kol Shiva. All 7 days when you make sheva brachos, you could only say the brachos if you have 10 people there. Number of Yehuda, Vusha bo ponim chadoshes. You also have to have somebody new by each meal that you didn't have before. It's not enough by Sheva Brocha just to have 10 people, but you have to have a new face. Kitzur, that makes the biggest simcha there. If somebody new is there, so if you have a new face there, then you can say the Sheva Brochas. In my Mavorach, what are the Sheva Brochas? Rav Yehuda, Baruch HaTashon, Gan Mechalom, Shehako, Baruch HaChvoidoi. Alright, stop here. We'll go through the Sheva Brochas tomorrow. We'll stop here. Yeah, this last Gemara. We hold me with the Avches of Tazayin and Mebeis, the Lubarim Gemara, Tazayin and Mebeis, by the 2 dots. Tana Rabbonin, Mevorchon Birchas Chasanim Biasora. You make Sheva Brochis when you have 10 people there. Kol Shiva, all 7 days of Sheva Brochis, you make the Brocha, to make the 7 Brochis, if you have 10 people there. Exactly when do you count the 7 days? Rashim say you count the 7 days starts from right after the chuppah. When you finish saying the first Sheva Brachas by the chuppah, as soon as you finish the chuppah, that's considered when Sheva Brachas start. Let's say the chuppah is like 6 o'clock in the afternoon, so Mele, that's still called the first day. And Mele, you only have 6 more days to go. So Sheva Brachas start, the 7 days is right after the chuppah. If it's at night, so it's first called the next day is the first day. But you have it for 7 days. Now Rav Yehuda, V'husha bo ponim chadoshes. You have to have by every Suda to make Sheva Brachas, you have to have a new face there. Ponim Chadoshes. The Zohar Farshim one in Medayik, it says, Ponim Mashma, two faces. You have to have at least 2 new people. But Allah, it's not that way, the Miri speaks out, not that way, that Avad is Lav Davka Ponim, but Abi, you have 1 new person there, it's enough. Rashi says, Ponim Chadoshes, Bechol Yoim. So maybe Rashi is also Medayik. It says, Lashin Ponim, like a plural, because it means every single day you have to have a new person there. You have to have somebody new that was not there yesterday, then you can make the Sheva Brachas. But if you have the exact same 10 people that were there yesterday, then you can't say the Sheva Brachas. The Tosafot speaks out, the bottom Tosafot, the Rama Ri, the Ponim Chadoshos and Kurel Bivnayodom, Shemarbim Bishvil of Asimcha. Yoiser, he has to be somebody that makes the Simcha greater. There is not just some anybody that comes in. There has to be somebody that the chosen feels happy that's there, that makes the simcha greater, then you could say the Sheva Brachas. For Shabbos is also the same way we have the Chashvin and Ponim Chadoshes. Hey, so on Shabbos you don't have to have somebody new. Even if you have the same 10 people from Friday, on Shabbos you could say Sheva Brachas. The Arminim B'Agod, because the Medrash says that Mizma Shil Yom HaShabbos Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu Ponim Chadoshes Bolakan. Shabbos itself was called Bonim Chadoshes, the Nemashira. So Hosam Nami Marbim Lechavad Shabbos V'Simcha V'Suda. Since on Shabbos we have the biggest Suda anyway, and we have more Simcha on Shabbos, that's why Shabbos is called Bonim Chadoshes. We have more Simcha on Shabbos. You can make Sheva Brachas on Shabbos even if you don't have somebody new. Now, my Mevorach, what is the Sheva Brachas that we say? My Mevorach is Omer of Yehuda. So Agav Ponim Chadoshes, they say, means it's somebody new that he wasn't by the Suda yet. Let's say somebody was just by the Chuppah, even though he's by the Sheva Brachas of the Chuppah, but he didn't stay around for the Nisuyin, for the Suda at night, and then he comes the next day of Sheva Brachas, that's called Ponim Chadoshes. Ponim Chadoshes means you weren't by the Ika Simcha yet. A Simcha we hold is always Bizman HaSuda. When we eat the meal, that's called the Ika Simcha. So Mele has to be somebody that wasn't by the Simcha yet, by Yisuda yet. Even though you were by the Chuppah, you could still be called Ponim Chadoshes if you didn't go to the Suda by the Chasna, you just come to the Sheva Brachas. Now, my Mavorach, what's the Bracha we make? What are the Sheva Brachas? Or at least the 6. The first one is Baruch Pri Agofen. What comes after that? Omri Rav Yehuda, we say Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam, Shehakel